Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This program has been paid for by N3 Oceanic Incorporated. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of N3 Oceanic or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT. Always consult your doctor or other qualified medical professional before beginning any exercise, diet, or nutritional program. Results quoted are not typical. Your results will vary. Statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello there, and welcome to another edition of the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We are live, we are local, and we're here to answer your questions. This show will be dedicated once again to heart health and what harms the heart. That's right. It's all because February continues, and February is American Heart Month. And so we're going to get into some other issues as it pertains to the heart on this edition of the Rescue Healthline. My name is Paul Perillo, and we are here each and every week at this time to talk about the great rescue products, why you should be on them, what the products are all about. And hopefully you take heed to Dr. Lebby's advice and call the company, go online, check it out further, and get started on some of the rescue products. And we have a great offer that I'll run down for you a little later in the program. But first, before we start, we have to welcome in our good friend, Dr. Eric Lebby, who joins us here on the Rescue Healthline. Dr. Lebby, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Well, as I mentioned, you know, February is American Heart Month. We are pretty much in the middle of American Heart Month, the month of February, and today we're going to talk about all of the things that harm the heart, plus give you some advice and product tips to keep your heart healthy. The first thing I think that we should talk about, Dr. Lebby, is cholesterol. This is something that people think they know about. Maybe the first time they've heard about it is on the show, or sitting across the desk from their doctor, and their doctor says you have elevated cholesterol levels. So is this something people still need to be concerned about, the whole issue of cholesterol?
Well, of course it is, Paul. I mean, cholesterol is, remember, cholesterol is one of the main issues when it comes to cardiovascular disease. And remember, Paul, cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States, so for both men and women. So making sure our cholesterol is where it should be is extremely important. And remember, Paul, the guidelines have changed, and you know, I think that what was done to the guidelines is a very good thing. And the guidelines really kind of got a little more specialized. The guidelines really look at stratifying risk. In other words, if you're at risk for something, if you're at risk for an issue with your heart, then shouldn't your cholesterol be a little lower than the person that has absolutely no risk for cardiovascular disease? And the answer to that question is yes. So the guidelines for some people have gotten a little stricter, but for the normal Joe that doesn't really have any issues with cardiovascular disease, the numbers kind of stayed pat. So the answer to the question is yes, cholesterol is extremely important. And the other thing, Paul, that makes cholesterol dangerous is that we really can't feel it happening. You know, sure. If high cholesterol gave us a real bad headache, or high cholesterol, made our hands hurt, you name it, if it did something, then people would say, "Oh, geez, I better go get this fixed, because I can't walk around with my hands hurting me like this every day." But the danger is that the high cholesterol is happening and you don't even know it. And you can be upright walking 1 minute and having a major cardiac event the next minute that not only could change or end your life, but changes all the lives of the loved ones around you. So it's something that we can definitely work on, it's something that we can definitely fix and shoot for, but it does take some work. And, you know, it starts, Paul, with sleep, exercise, and nutrition. And you and I always make that clear. But part of the nutrition angle is really what can we do to supplement our diets with to really optimize our cholesterol levels. And the products out there from Rescue really do work. And, you know, I'm not just saying that I take them myself, but as or more importantly, a lot of my friends were coming to me with high cholesterol issues, and I helped one or two of them. And all of a sudden, my other friends start saying, "Oh, I heard you helped so and so with cholesterol. What'd you do?" Well, it's really a simple combination of supplements, Paul, that really help lower cholesterol levels. And it starts obviously with the Rescue 1250. Or any of the Rescue Omega products, all eight of the products, we call it the power of choice. That is where it starts. But then adding the Rescue LDLX Q10, formerly the Red Yeast Rice, Rescue LDLX with Red Yeast Rice, adding that to the Omega-3 really makes a big difference when it comes to decreasing our LDL levels. And remember, LDL is our bad cholesterol. I remembered it in medical school by LDL is the lethal cholesterol, and HDL is our healthy cholesterol. So we want to lower our LDL levels, and we want to increase our HDL levels. So the Rescue LDLX Q10 really does a great job at lowering our LDL levels. And taking the Rescue 1250 along with it really helps lower our triglycerides. And there was actually a study, Paul, the combo trial out of Mayo, that showed that the Rescue 1250 and the Rescue LDLX Q10 together were as effective as, or even a slightly more effective than the statins alone. So really very important to understand the importance of lowering our cholesterol and how well we can do it with these products from Rescue that can really zone in and focus on lowering our cholesterol levels.
We're talking with Dr. Eric Levy on this edition of the Rescue Healthline, and I'm going to open up the phone lines here a little bit earlier than usual. Perhaps you're out and about already, and maybe it was to brush the snow off the step, or maybe you're headed to church early and you're starting your day with us here on the Rescue Healthline. You can call in if you have a question. And look, I know a lot of people have issues with cholesterol. Some people may not even know what the parameters are for good cholesterol and bad cholesterol. 855-839-1210. That is the contact number for you to join the program right now. And look, when you call in, you're going to get a free bottle of Rescue 1250. So if you've been sitting on the fence, if you haven't called in for quite some time, maybe you were a caller all early on in the process. We've been doing this show now, I would say, close to 20 years. Can you believe it? It's been that long. So maybe you started on the Rescue 1250 and you continue on the Rescue 1250 and some of the other Rescue products. Offer up a testimonial. We would love to hear from you. And all you have to do is give us a call toll-free, 855-839-1210. You can use your cell phone. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Call in, get on the air. You're going to get a free bottle of Rescue 1250. I'll run down the weekend promotion in just a bit. I want to continue the conversation here about cholesterol. And, you know, the parameters, I think what confuses people, not I think, I know, and whether they're coming up to me or they're coming up to you, Dr. Levy, is that the parameters for cholesterol have changed over the, you know, even over the past year or two. And what may have been good parameters, meaning that your cholesterol was where it should be, now all of a sudden, you know, the medical community offers new guidelines, and people are saying, yeah, but, you know, just last year, my cholesterol, when I had my blood work up, fell within those parameters, and now all of a sudden, they sort of changed the equation on me. So what are the proper parameters for cholesterol?
Well, again, Paul, it's like I said a little earlier, the parameters really haven't changed all that much. It's really how we look at the parameters as physicians and how we treat people where they are regarding their numbers. You know, so when I say stratifying risk, you know, you want the people that are more at risk for cardiovascular disease to have lower, even lower LDL levels, right? So when we're talking about increased risk, we're talking about people with diabetes. We're talking about people that have already had a cardiac event. We're talking about people that, you know, have other cardiac risks, smokers, people that are overweight. You know, all of these factors are placed, you know, into effect when we're looking at the lowering cholesterol levels. So remember, the normal level for LDL formerly was less than 130. Ideally, 120 to 130 is where you want it to be. But people that are at increased risk after being stratified, the number is really 70 to 100. And that's key. You know, that's where the difference is. Looking at HDL levels should really be greater than 40. And triglycerides, we need to keep below 150. And really, total cholesterol, the number is kind of different for different risk factors. So, you know, that's really where the numbers have changed. Again, people that are at risk for cardiovascular disease need to keep their LDL levels at an even lower level than formerly in the other guideline that was out for years. So, and I do think that that has improved, Paul, because, you know, stratifying risk is always a good thing. You know, if you're not at risk for something, what's the optimal number for you? But if you are at risk for something, you know, well, you know, then you need to further focus on it and further work on lowering your levels. But that's what these supplements are for, Paul. You know, they really work, and I'm not just saying that because I take them myself, and like I said, I gave them to a lot of my friends. I recommended it, and they all come, not one of them has come back and said, you know, that doesn't work. You know, all of these people's doctors had said to them, you need to get on a statin. And none of these people that I recommended this stuff to is on a statin. And we're talking about the Rescue LDLX Q10. We're talking about the Rescue 1250 and the Rescue Cell Power. Now, what, Paul, makes the Cell Power so important to take is the fact that the Cell Power, Rescue Cell Power, now with twice the amount of coenzyme Q10, has that coenzyme Q10 that either the statin or the natural statins tend to steal. And coenzyme Q10 is extremely important in multiple chemical reactions that occur in our body. The Cell Power actually replenishes that coenzyme Q10. But as or more important, Paul, is the Rescue Cell Power is a powerful antioxidant. And we know what high cholesterol does to our bodies, and we know that free radicals in our body or oxidized particles can, or oxidized cholesterol is really dangerous, and that's what becomes sticky. And that oxidized cholesterol can stick to that damaged wall of a vessel, and that's where we get that plaque formation. So that's important to understand, and that is what really is important when it comes to adding that Cell Power to that cholesterol pack. So adding the Cell Power really helps not only replenish our coenzyme Q10, but as a powerful antioxidant, it prevents that oxidation of the cholesterol. So it really works on two avenues. So the Cell Power is a really important addition when you're adding the Rescue LDLX Q10 and the Rescue 1250.
All right, that's going to bring us up to our first break. We have so much more to talk about cholesterol. So, again, I encourage you to jump on board one of our available phone lines. You can get a free bottle of Rescue 1250 by doing that. Hey, who doesn't like something free? And something free that's going to help you. You say, well, you know, I'm already on the Rescue 1250. I'm having great success. We want to hear about it. We would like to hear your testimonial. Maybe you want to give that bottle of Rescue 1250 to somebody else and help somebody else out down the road, like Dr. Levy Bobby said, people are constantly, you know, colleagues of his, friends, family members, asking him about the product. Same thing happens to me. And I gladly offer them up a bottle of Rescue 1250 to get them started on this journey, this path that we're all on together on the way to better heart health. That's what I'm trying to say. And who would just like to take that off the agenda? You don't have to worry about it. Look, heart health is something we should concern ourselves with. We should be eating properly. We should be exercising. We should be sleeping the right amount of time. Yeah, that's something that's a no-brainer on that journey to heart health. But you don't have to stress out over it, because look, stress isn't good for you either when it comes to heart health. But you can clear that hurdle, especially by taking advantage of today's promotion. Hey, 40% savings. How do you like that? Yeah, it's a President's Day weekend sale. Save 40% when you buy four bottles or more on all Rescue single bottles when you use the exclusive radio show coupon code WPHTSAVE40. That's right. So you purchase four bottles, you're going to save 40%, and you got to use that coupon code WPHTSAVE40. Now, they've also set up an exclusive online shopping page for you to place your orders right now. And of course, if you're online, on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone, go to myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. That's going to put you directly in touch with this promotion. Save 40%. Buy four bottles or more on all Rescue single bottles. You got to use that coupon code WPHTSAVE40. Go online, myrescueproducts.com/WPHT, or you can wait about 40 minutes and call the call center at 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Levy. And we continue the conversation on this program about American Heart Month and what we all need to do to keep our heart healthy. We talked earlier in the program about cholesterol. You know, we used to, at a time on this show, we used to encourage people to call in with their numbers. We used to say, do you know your numbers? How many people really do know their cholesterol numbers? I challenge anybody out there right now, hey, call in. Share your numbers with us. Let us know what your cholesterol numbers are. And I guarantee you, no one will call in because they don't know their numbers. They just accept from their doctor, everything looks okay. Well, they're your numbers. You need to ask what those numbers are. What's the good cholesterol? What's the bad cholesterol? What is the triglyceride level? And yet people will be satisfied with just being told, perhaps because they don't really want to understand or know the numbers, they'll be satisfied with being told that everything looks okay. Well, you probably need to get a better understanding of what that exactly means. So you can share your numbers with us here right now, 855-839-1210. I don't want to scare you into it, but look, it's your heart, it's your health, and if you're going to sort of be nonchalant about it, then, you know, that's you. That's what you could do. But we also know that there are a lot of people out there that are very concerned. They're very active, proactive when it comes to their overall numbers. They know their blood pressure. They know their good cholesterol. They know their bad cholesterol. They know their triglycerides. They know the right amount of sleep to get each night. And that, of course, we call a segue into the next topic here on the Rescue Healthline, because as Dr. Levy says, exercise, sleep, two of the vital components of his, three components that he shares with us each and every week here on the program: diet, exercise, and sleep. And so let's talk about sleep, because I suspect there are a lot of people that don't get the right amount of sleep. They're not sleeping a good quality night's sleep. They're tossing and turning all night, or they're saying, yeah, I could get by with 4 hours. I don't know how anybody could get by with 4 hours sleep. Look, sometimes that's all you can get, but you really do need a good night's sleep, and many people don't understand what a good night's sleep, Dr. Levy, means for overall good heart health.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Paul, and sleep is extremely important, and that's why we list it as the three most important things in staying healthy. And something like sleep can seem and sound, very easy, but we know it's not. We know that sleep can be very difficult, and there are people out there that look at sleep time as they don't look forward to sleep time, because it can become a very stressful time if you're unable to sleep. And I know earlier in my life, if you know, you lay down in bed and you worry about sleeping, and before you know it, you're tossing and turning, and you look at the clock, and an hour passes by, 2 hours pass by, and you say to yourself, well, I should have been asleep at this time. There are studies out there, Paul, that show that people that get either too much sleep that are hypersomnolent, or people that get not enough sleep, hyposomnolence, you know, there is an significant increased risk for cardiovascular disease. And, you know, that sweet spot, Paul, is really 6 to 8 hours. And if you fall inside of that 6 to 8 hours of sleep, then you're likely getting enough sleep every night. But the issue becomes, Paul, is those nights that we can't sleep. So what do? Well, the first thing you look at, Paul, is sleep hygiene. So you want to make sure that everything, that you're set up for success. In other words, you want to make sure that you're comfortable with your bed. You want to make sure that there's proper amount of lighting, or should I say lack of lighting in the room. You want to make sure the temperature's right for your sleep. But you also want to make sure that there are no aggravators or interrupters around you. And when I say that, I mean your phone or your smart things, whatever they're called, the smart machines. Actually, TV. TV, we think, you know, I know I talk to some people, and I'm the same way. Like, I love to sleep with the TV in front of me and have the TV on. But guess what? What's the TV create? The TV creates light that is in your face. It's very difficult to sleep with. And it's also noise and a distraction. So you really need to avoid the TV. You need to avoid the smartphones. Put it on Do Not Disturb. So if somebody really, really needs to reach you, they can. But, you know, all the beeps and sweeps and creeps and all that other stuff should be out of the way. And that's the first thing that you do. Once that fails, or if that fails, should I say, you know, what else do we do? Well, some people use the over-the-counter medications like the Tylenol PM, the Advil PM, the Aleve PM. And basically what those products are is your anti-inflammatories or your pain relievers with added Benadryl. And the Benadryl actually can get you to sleep, but what happens with the Benadryl? You get that dry mouth in the morning, and you get that hangover effect, and it's very difficult to wake up. Same thing can occur with the prescription sleep medications. You take the prescription sleep medication and you get some sleep, but you can find yourself waking up in the middle of the night. You can find yourself, you know, waking up not really feeling refreshed, but feeling more like you kind of had a battle at night before getting awake. So, you know, they're really the issues, or the first line, the second line that people do when they're having issues sleeping. My suggestion to people is to really try the Rescue PM Sleep Aid, and it comes in a new fast-acting dissolvable tablet, but also has the former spray in the form of the Rescue PM Sleep Aid. And the dissolvable supplement contains melatonin and a sleep-promoting blend. And the PM spray actually has a proprietary sleep complex that includes Griffonia simplifolia seed, chamomile flower, the melatonin, which is very important, valerian root, and the skullcap root, which are basically melatonin and herbs that can naturally help us get to sleep. And the spray, you spray about 6 to 8 times underneath your tongue. And what's nice is if it's not working as effectively the first time, you can do it a second time. And it really does help you get to sleep safely, naturally, and effectively without that hangover effect, as does the fast-acting dissolvable tablets. But again, I haven't tried the dissolvable tablets, and I might need it 3-4 times a year, Paul, but when I do use it, it really does work. And I've also really recommended it to a lot of my patients postoperatively, because one of the biggest complaints that I get postoperatively from patients is that they can't sleep. they have trouble sleeping. And I really feel that the Rescue PM really helps when it comes to not being able to sleep.
That's going to bring us to the halfway point of our show, and there's so much more to talk about with sleep. One thing I know that sleep oftentimes creates stress of all different levels. So when we come back, we'll continue the conversation and get into the issue of stress. The phone lines are sort of sleeping right now, but hey, you can be the first one to talk to us before 7:53 this morning on the program. Phone lines are open at 855-839-1210, a little joke that Dr. Lebby and I have going on each and every week because people wait till about 8 minutes before the show is over, and then everybody calls in. So call in now. You're going to get a free bottle of Rescue 1250, 855-839-1210. You can also use your cell phone. All you have to do is push pound 1210. We're talking about heart health. Here we are in February, American Heart Month. So no better time than talk about it right now. Give us a call. You'll be the first to talk with Dr. Lebby and claim your free bottle of Rescue 1250 this weekend. As a matter of fact, it's a limited time offer. I think it's going to be with us. Yeah, it's going to be with us right on through Friday at midnight. I hate to say that because then people say, well, I'm just going to wait until, you know, Friday to call. But you're going to forget. What you need to do is call now. And if you don't want to call, get on that smartphone, and you can go to myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. Take advantage of this special President's Day weekend sale. Save 40% when you buy four bottles or more of Rescue bottles when you use your exclusive radio show coupon code. Now, all Rescue single bottles are in play for this promotion. So if you want to buy a bottle of Rescue 1250, a bottle of maybe the Rescue, I know they've changed names on some of these things, the stress blocker. We're going to talk about stress here in a moment. You buy a bottle of the 105 Max, maybe the LDLX Q10. There are four bottles, right? So you buy four bottles, you're going to get 40% savings with this offer. So save 40% when you buy four bottles or more on all Rescue single bottles. You got to use the coupon code WPHTSAVE40. So how do you get in on this offer? Well, you can go online, like I said, myrescueproducts.com/WPHT, or you could call the call center in about 25 minutes when it opens up at 1-800-26-ALIVE. The most important thing, don't forget about this. So take advantage of it now online or wait to call 1-800-26-ALIVE. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. 20 minutes before the top of the hour, yeah, you could jump on your rotary phone and dial us up at 855-839-1210. A lot of people are going, rotary phone? Really? Yeah. Give us a call. Use your cell phone. Whatever it is that you got. You can't go to a payphone. There aren't many payphones around anymore, but give us a call. Cell phone, all you have to use is pound 1210. That'll put you right to the top of the list here as we continue to talk about our hearts and what keeps our hearts healthy. This is American Heart Month. We've talked about sleep. We've talked about cholesterol. And now we're going to talk about stress. And we, right before the break, said closely linked with sleep is stress. And Dr. Lebby, is all stress bad for us?
Well, no, Paul. I mean, stress is, and how we react to stress is extremely important. If we're in a stressful situation, if there's, a fire right in front of you, you're going to want to run, or you're going to want to help someone that's in the fire, right? So what happens, your body, gets ready for stress. And in getting ready for stress, your body secretes our stress hormones like cortisol and epinephrine, or the so-called adrenaline. So what happens? That really prepares our body for action. Our heart rate increases. We become more focused. It's, that term that we use, fight or flight response. That can be very helpful to us. The issue becomes, how we deal with the stress and how we deal with chronic stress. And chronic stress is something like, traffic in the everyday commute, unhappy marriage, overbearing boss. These things have been linked to a wide range of harmful health effects. Also, Paul, we've heard of you know, people are debate whether or not stress can actually cause issues, but you know, there is no doubt that it can. I mean, if you've ever heard of the broken heart syndrome, you know, something that if someone receives like terribly traumatic news, such as, you know, I hate to even say this, but like the death of a child. You know, in rare cases, people that have received that notification have suffered an immediate heart attack. And it's not just an anxiety attack. Actually, when physicians did a cardiac catheterization procedure, they found that the artery that was previously opened was now completely closed. And, you know, again, you know, that condition is called the broken heart syndrome, but, and it is more common in women, but it does occur. So stress can affect our hearts in a negative way, and it's all about managing day-to-day stress, Paul, and managing that chronic stress. And, you know, we need to stay positive. There is actually plenty of research that shows meditating can actually help. We know that exercise helps because every time we're physically active, it, you know, our bodies reduce those mood-boosting chemicals, the endorphins. And exercising not only decreases our stress, but it protects our heart by lowering our blood pressure and actually strengthening our heart muscle. Also, Paul, it's important to unplug. You know, this is what I mentioned earlier in the day, you know, unplugging ourselves from our smartphones, you know, at least a portion of the day is really, really important. And it's important to really find out for yourself what is relaxing for you. And once you find that that relaxation, that relaxation key to yourself, just being able to do that at least for a portion of a day can really help. So on top of that, though, Paul, you know, there are some supplements that we can talk about that really do help with stress. And one that comes to my mind is the Rescue Stress Blocker. You know, it's a newer product, and it has adaptogenic herbs. It supports our body during times of stress. It can promote relaxation and focus. And it really helps with adrenal fatigue. And it does so naturally through a bunch of patents involved in this supplement, including the Sensoril, which is ashwagandha root and leaf extract. So what you really find with this product, Paul, is it can really help with those day-to-day symptoms and day-to-day ravages of stress, including insomnia, palpitations, anxiety, digestive issues, headaches, and severe fatigue. And all of these things can be helped with the stress blocker.
We're up against another break here, and we have so much territory to cover, but I invite you to go online, ladies and gentlemen. You can find out more information about what we're talking about here online at the company's website, myrescueproducts.com, and you can also take advantage of this weekend's offer there. We encourage you, we recommend, support you in your ventures to get started on these rescue products. And we know that a lot of people heed Dr. Lebby's advice and they get started on these products because they come up and they tell us, whether it's at one of the health fairs that the company runs or whether it's just walking through the neighborhood, people will stop us and say, hey, I caught the show. I'm now starting on the Rescue 1250 or the Rescue Stress Blocker or the, you know, whatever the product is, because that's how important these products are for people. They don't want to have to deal with the stress of heart disease. They don't want to have to deal with not getting a good night's sleep. What they want to do is take charge of their health. And that begins with taking advantage, perhaps, of this weekend's offer. Special President's Day weekend sale. You could save 40% when you buy four bottles or more on all Rescue single bottles when you use your exclusive radio show coupon code WPHTSAVE40. Now, this is a limited time offer. It will expire Friday, but why not jump on your smart device right now or your computer, your phone, whatever, and go to myrescueproducts.com /WPHT. And remember, they spell rescue, R-E-S-Q. You can take advantage of this offer right now, or you can wait about 10 minutes, call the call center at 1-800-26-ALIVE. All right, as we go to the break, we have one more segment straight ahead. If you want to get in with a quick question, and I know you do, 855-839-1210. That's going to get your free bottle of Rescue 1250. You can also use your cell phone and dial us up by hitting pound 1210. It's the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Welcome back to the Rescue Healthline. Paul Perillo along with Dr. Eric Levy, and just a few minutes left here in the program. And as I said, we really have a lot of territory to cover, but I want to get into the issue of smoking and drinking, because we've heard the warning signs. Some people have heeded the warning signs, but what exactly is smoking doing to our heart, as well as drinking for that matter?
Well, Paul, both are probably the worst thing we can do for our hearts. And if you get nothing more from this show, if you can, decrease the amount of your alcohol intake, and also, if you don't smoke, don't start. And if you are smoking, stop. That would be the best thing you could ever do. As far as alcohol, Paul, some people hear that drinking is good for you and we should drink. But actually, there's enough research out there that shows that if you don't drink, and if you're not a drinker, there is not enough benefit out there to start drinking. In other words, if there aren't people that aren't drinking that are missing something regarding health. So the recommendation is, if you're not drinking, don't start drinking. As far as if you are drinking, you really need to drink moderately, lightly to moderately. A moderate male drinker can have 2 alcoholic beverages daily, and a moderate drinker that's a woman can have 1 alcoholic beverage daily. So that's 7 a week for a woman and 14 a week for a man. And again, if you haven't started drinking, don't start thinking that it's going to be a benefit to your heart. As far as smoking goes, there is absolutely nothing, I repeat, absolutely nothing good about smoking. Smoking, you're putting thousands of chemicals into your body, so we know this, but one that is extremely bad for you is the nicotine. And the nicotine is actually a stimulant. People think that smoking is a relaxant, but smoking is actually a stimulant. And what happens is the nicotine actually clamps down our vessels and actually makes our hearts work a lot harder, makes our lungs work a lot harder. So there is absolutely no benefit and nothing to gain from smoking. And unfortunately today, people now think that this vape is the answer to smoking, and it's truly not, because again, the tobacco companies have gotten their hands in the vape, and the vape is, most of the vape that's out there has nicotine in it, and can actually have high doses of nicotine, and with that nicotine, you get the same detrimental effects to your heart that you do with smoking. I mean, yes, you're not ingesting or inhaling all the chemicals that you would be, but also the vape or vapor is warm. It's warmed water, right? So it's in the gaseous phase, so it's hot. So there's not enough research out there to know what that increased heat does to the alveoli of our lungs. The question is, are you avoiding the cancer issue with the vape? And to be honest with you, the answer is still not out there. There is no benefit to smoking, and really limited benefits to drinking alcohol. Any of the limited benefits of alcohol, Paul, you can get from taking the Rescue Resveratrol Rewind. That is really the honest to God truth there. So you really need to think before you start. I know these kids out there today, that's it's still romanticized to smoke, and people think it's cool, and it's not. It's not. There's nothing good about smoking, Paul. You and I know that. And as far as the alcohol goes, just moderation is the key with that.
Well, it was an informative hour, and I want to thank you for your time, Dr. Levy, as we continue through American Heart Month, and a lot of great information. We encourage people to go to the website, find out more about the rescue products that we featured on this edition of the program, and we're going to turn it all around and do it again next weekend here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I look forward to speaking with you then.
I look forward to it also, Paul.
All right, Dr. Eric Levy with us here on this edition of the program. And in the minute or two that I have left, I really do want to run down this weekend promotion and encourage you, invite you to take the phone in your hands, take your tablet, your smartphone, your computer, whatever it is, go online, call, but don't miss out on this opportunity. For instance, Thomas says, I do not let a day go by without taking my 6 capsules of Rescue 1250 in the morning because this product works. I've been using it for at least 10 years, and I am sure that this product is responsible for keeping my numbers in line. So it's a special President's Day weekend sale. Maybe it's Thomas's testimonial. Maybe it's something that Dr. Levy said earlier in the hour. But don't miss this opportunity to order the products. Maybe you're a first-time customer. Order the products you think you want. You can talk to the rescue consultants. They can talk you through each and every product and recommend products for you. Special President's Day weekend sale, 40% savings when you buy 4 bottles or more on all rescue single bottles. You got to use the coupon code WPHTSAVE40. So you can shop online right now, anytime, myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. My Rescue, R-E-S-Q, myrescueproducts.com/WPHT, or you could call 1-800-26-ALIVE, and you could take advantage of this weekend's offer. But you got to use that coupon code WPHTSAVE40. Listen to what Mark has to say. I started taking Oracine about a month ago. Since then, I've noticed a substantial increase in my energy and stamina levels and a sense of overall well-being. My mood has also improved. I highly recommend it. You too can get started on these rescue products. Call 1-800-26-ALIVE or shop online at myrescueproducts.com/WPHT. And of course, thanks so much for listening to the Rescue Healthline here on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.